Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Yeah, welcome to Sunday Triple M NRL. Very shortly, we're going to do a little thing called the Coach's Corner. I'm going to ask Brownie, what do the Raiders need to do to beat the Roosters? It's all coming up as we rock the grand final on Triple M. Sunday Triple M NRL as we rock the grand final. Gordy Tallis, Nathan Brown, Hoops and Maroon here. And, of course, our grand final next Sunday, live on the Triple M Network, footy and CCs, well, you just can't say no. Nathan Brown is, of course, a man who has coached at NRL level only this year with an association with the Newcastle Knights. So we thought we'd ask you, as part of Coach's Corner, Brownie, what would your game plan be if you were coaching the Raiders to beat the Roosters?
Oh, you look at probably, you know, the two things for the Raiders, which look at their attacking part of their game, which obviously, you know, has been quite commonly spoken about, even in the 2 years where they weren't in the finals, the past 2 years where attack wasn't their problem. So the unorthodox way in which some of their players actually play the game, is that's probably one of the things that's probably going to give the Roosters the biggest grief. I think if you actually said to Trent Robinson, which one or two sides would you prefer least like to play, they're not going to say anyone, obviously, because the Roosters would feel they'll start short price favourites and be confident going back-to-back. But I would have thought one of the sides that could cause the most problem is the Raiders because of their unorthodox way they play. And what I mean by that is, you know, Johnny Bateman, he just moves all over the shop, doesn't he? He's not what you call a structured type player. Elliot White, both the Englishmen have got good feet, unload the ball. Gordy was talking about Papali before, Eric can have three on him and unload the ball. So those types of players, because the Roosters are so, their defensive line's so well put together, isn't it? So it's a very hard line to break down. So that's one way they'll do it, just the natural way they play their footy. The other thing is they obviously need their forwards to get on the front foot to bring probably their best attacking weapon, which is Josh Hodgson, into the game. So if there's no ruck speed and Josh can't manipulate the defence enough, well, that sort of helps minimise his impact as well. And the other thing is obviously from the defensive point of view, how they're going to go about minimising the impact of, you know, they've got the half, 5'8", and fullback were test players or are test players, you know, so how are they going to minimise that impact from a defensive point of view? And, you know, with Jared Hargraves coming back, that's, you know, him stopping his go forward is going to be a big part, I'm sure, of what Ricky Stewart and the Raiders need to do to minimise that impact.
All right. And what about if you had to reverse it? You're coaching the Roosters. How do you beat the Raiders?
Well, the Roosters are obviously a very different side, aren't they, to the Raiders. They're a little bit more structured, you'd say, and, you know, they've got their key, they've got that left side of the field, which is just so lethal between Keary, Boydie Cordner, who, you know, I thought coming into this game had a lot of footy missed and was, from what everyone says, was carrying an injury, and he was just outstanding. You got Latrell Mitchell and Daniel Tupou. They're all world-class players, and you throw Teddy in the mix there, and that part of the field is just lethal. It doesn't matter who they're playing against, how good a defenders they're playing against, that combination of people is very, very lethal. And then on the other side of the field, obviously Joey Manu is really in really good form as well, and his ability to beat people one-on-one is outstanding, you know. So, and Cooper's going to provide the nice goal and experience, isn't he? You know, so, you know, again, the Roosters, they'll have their style of footy, which, you know, obviously worked very well from over the previous number of years, and they certainly seem to get their best players in good positions. And Sticky's got his way with his blokes who are quite unorthodox and play a total different type of footy to the Roosters. So it's two very different styles, and it should be a great game.
And what do you reckon, Brownie? Will the Roosters be the first team to go back-to-back since 92, 93?
Oh, it's hard not to tip the Roosters. You know, I like seeing the competition shared. You know, if Canberra had won last year, I'd like to see the Roosters win. With the Roosters winning last year, I'd like to see Canberra win. But it's hard to tip past the Roosters. You know, Hargraves comes back there. The start of the year, I think, you know, didn't matter what coach was at what club, I think we all acknowledge that probably the best list of players, you know, 2021 players is the Roosters, I believe. Can Canberra win, though? They certainly can win. I'd love to see them win for the game. I think it'd be great for the game for the Raiders to win, but it's hard not to tip the Roosters.
We used to have that argument in the old days, didn't we, that the team that had the week off, maybe it didn't always benefit. Here we have the situation where both teams that had the week off, Hoops, have gone through to the grand final.
Yeah, I think if you look at recent history, Maroon, a lot of the times the sides that do get the week off, they win week one of the finals, they finished in the top four, they earn the right to have that freshen up. A lot of the time they go through and qualify for the grand final. You've only got to look at the Melbourne Storm. They were the minor premiers, benchmark side for many, many seasons now. They got upset by the Canberra Raiders week one of the finals. They have to go the hard road, play every week. They bounce back and beat Para, but then they get dusted by the Roosters, finish 80 minutes from a grand final. So definitely I think the week off is a benefit.
Do you think we're going to see the Roosters first time in, 25 years, first time a team goes back-to-back?
As Brownie just pointed out, very, very strong chance. But personally, I'm going to tip the Canberra Raiders. I think there's some similarities between this Canberra side and the momentum that they're on and the journey that they've been on. And you go back to the Penrith Panthers in 2003, and the Roosters were the best side back then. And they had to play Canterbury the week before to get into the grand final, and it was like they played their grand final a week early. And I think that that game last night was an epic, bruising encounter, a lot of niggle, a lot of spite in it. I think it will have taken a little bit out of them. Yes, they get Jared Weir-Hargraves back, and they're the side to beat, but I just get the feeling there's a little bit of destiny about the Canberra Raiders at the moment. It's a great story for the game. Ricky Stewart, as a coach, hasn't been there in a grand final for a long time, but this playing group that he's got together and what they've been able to do so far, I reckon they can cause an upset.
The reality is, I think everyone will agree that if you're not a Roosters fan, everyone else is going to be going for the Raiders, aren't they? They're underdogs.
Canberra's everyone's second side.
Canberra's everyone's second side. They've come. Ricky's had to go the hard way about getting there. He inherited a roster that was in horrible shape 5 years ago. So I think everyone would love to see that for the game's sake, wouldn't they? The Roosters are crash hot side with some good coaches there, aren't they?
Yeah, Roosters red hot favourites. Brownie, last night I was watching, and we spoke about the Roosters' defence. Everybody's talking about their attack, but their defence is unbelievable. It was like they were wrestling on their feet, like they sort of were holding and moving them around on their feet, but everybody says that the wrestle happens on the ground. I thought that the Roosters were doing that. And then the guys that had some success for Melbourne Storm was Olam on the edge, because he's a Papua New Guinean that runs so hard. He didn't sort of surrender in a tackle to go to the ground. Mate, he kept his leg driving. Same with Pappenhausen. I made the most metres out of any sort of side. So I think the Raiders can maybe look at those two guys.
Well, if you look at that unorthodox style that I was talking about, the Raiders... Yeah. If you look at so many of the Raiders players, if you go from Kotrick to Rapana to BJ Lalia to Jack White, and just look at those blokes in the back line, they can all make people miss them and then promote the ball. And they're the things that will cause the Roosters much more trouble. Then you go to Whitehead and Bateman and Papali. They can all move to space and beat people and promote the ball and make people miss them. And if you're just going to run straight into the Roosters, they're too well structured and put together to beat them that way. And that's why I would have thought that... out of one of the sides I think that the Roosters could have some trouble with, it is the Raiders for that reason, Gordy, that what you're saying about Olam and about Pappenhausen, those types of players, it's anything thrown at the Roosters structurally, they seem to handle very, very well, but those type of players can cause their defence trouble.
Well, 6th of October, it's going to be, I think Vossie pointed this out last night, certainly I heard it on Fox League, I'm not exactly sure where, but it'll be 17 years to the very day that Ricky Stewart took the Roosters to the premiership over the New Zealand Warriors. I don't know that counts for much, but 17 years to the day, by geez, time flies.
What do you mean you don't know that that counts for much?
Well, I mean...
They won the competition. Geez, you love putting slipper into the Roosters, don't
you? No, I mean, I don't know that stat count. 17 years to the day, I don't know if it gives them... If I want people to disagree with everything I say, I'll go home when my wife and my mother-in-law are waiting for me, okay? Is that all right?
Jeez,
cool,
you're funny, Anthony.
That's cool.
You've been good today, 2 hours and 2 hours and 22 minutes.
Sorry for this, Brownie. About this time of day, they start getting tired, and I can't get any sense out of them.
This is where you come into your own, Maroon,
isn't
it?
That's where it is, but where I get to sort of, get into dummy half and have a bit of a run.
Yeah, golden point, golden point.
And
surrender!
You knucklehead.
Call him a palooka.
Yeah, so 17 years to the day since Ricky took that Roosters side to the grand final win against the New Zealand Warriors back in 2002. That game, that last year's grand final, we talk about the Roosters going back-to-back, Brownie. Certainly that Rooster squad, obviously not much difference this year. And although the scoreboard doesn't indicate it, I thought as a footy fan, that was one of the most dominant grand final performances I've ever seen. Hard to think that they won't go there on Sunday of next week with the same attitude.
Oh, look, the Roosters, if you look at the Roosters as a football club, so obviously Nick's been there for the time he's been there, but I'm sure in Nick's early part of his years of running a football club, he would have learnt some big lessons. But if since the turn of this century, if you look at the late Graham Murray took over in 2000, in his first year he made a grand final. A couple of years later, Stick took over, and Sticky's first year he made a grand final, then made another two. Then when Stick left, and then Oates had the heart attacks, Oates, so Freddie comes in. In Freddie's first year, he finished a game short of the grand final. Brian Smith took over, first year made a grand final. Mm. Trent Robinson took over, his first year made a grand final. That tells you that football club's well put together, doesn't it? Mm. They're generally picking very good coaches, and they're bringing good players to their club, whether it's coming through the youth ones like Latrells and Joey Manu's coming through, or whether it's the ability of Nick and the coaching staff to go and buy Tedescos and Cronks. And this was my point about the Broncos before. The Broncos are such a powerful organisation, it's hard to see how the Broncos aren't doing similar to what the Roosters are doing for me, because they have that same power. And this is where just people blaming coaches. If you look at the Roosters, I just told you there's five coaches at the turn of this century. Four made a grand final at that club in their first year. Now that's got to have something to do with the way the club's run.
Well, there's one difference. There's one monumental difference, Brownie, between the Brisbane Broncos and the Sydney Roosters at the moment. And you just mentioned him. It's Nick Bilotis. Uncle Nick, he's the chairman. He is a winner in every aspect of life.
Well, he knows what he's doing.
He's one of the most successful businessmen in the world. And through his experience, he started in 1976, Gordon. He first got involved. What are you looking at me like that, Anthony? Because you're a Souths fan.
No, because you...
Because you're a Souths fan and you want to put the slipper into Uncle Nick.
No, I don't want to put the slipper into
anyone. Don't put the slipper into Uncle Nick. You might end up in the harbour if you're not careful.
Hey, mate, it sounds to me like you want to get a new car.
I would have thought that over his journey,
fancy him, Gordon, saying.
Sorry.
I would have thought what Nick had learned over time, though, is that, you know, you've got to get the right people to the organisation. And the Roosters, for a fair while, even under Nick, they struggled, didn't they? And in the sort of 90s, they went close a lot to getting the grand finals and always fell short. And, you know, some of their recruitment decisions, then you'd go, oh, was that where we're...
Well, they used to call them the transit lands. Yeah. They used to be the Lardy set, Brownie.
Where the Roosters generally buy a player. Now, this is what I was saying about the manager of their roster. You know, in the past 20 years, four coaches can't fluke a grand final in their first year. They're obviously all good coaches, but they're all getting rosters that have got good players that's well put together. And that's the way that you've got to give credit to not only the coaches that have been there, and Trent Robinson now to be able to maintain and hold his job at the Roosters for such a long period is a great achievement, because if you're not finishing the top four at the Roosters consistently, Uncle Nick gives you the tap on the shoulder, doesn't he? You know?
Yeah, well, mate, cause wasn't that rumour a couple of years ago? Because I think Robbo, like, they finished out of the top eight, and there was rumours that Trent Robinson wasn't going to be there. Nick just went and extended him. So then so that's it. So the media can run with whatever they want, and Nick just, you know, reels with an iron fist and does it well.
It was that year that they had the off year, Gordy, where you're right, they missed the finals, and I think they finished second last, and then they bounced back.
Yeah, but happened that year was, though, is that they had to coach young players. They had a first year halfback, a second year 5'8", a first year fullback. And young players don't win your games of footy, mate. Not all out there at once in key positions. And young Jackson Hastings, actually, he's the best player in England at the moment. He's the form player in England at the moment. He was one of Latrell was the fullback, who's obviously one of the world-class players at centre now. And young Nick Kareem obviously had his off-field issues. Now, but all those three players were considered the best players of their age in those positions. But they were playing at a club where you expected to make the top four. And young players can't get you to the top four. And that's why Trent Robinson said, we need to go and buy an experienced 5'8" when Mullaney left and they bought Carey in. And we don't have a fullback now. Minicello's gone. We're going to buy Tedesco. And that's how they put their roster together very well.
Geez, they struck gold when they got Carey because...
They actually did a deal with Mitchell Moses first, didn't they? Is that right?
Yeah, they were talking to Mitchell and also Lachlan Coote as well, Brownie. Ultimately, he ended up staying at the Cowboys, but they were deep in negotiations with him and he was very close to going. But they got Carey on a four-year deal and it's proven a master stroke.
Sadly for the Dragons, a week before Paul McGregor thought he had
Keary.
Yeah. And he was
they thought they had Coote.
Mayer is an outstanding judge of a player, and I remember him ringing me and how excited he was about Luke Keary. I said, "Oh, you rate him that high?" He goes, "Mate, he's a test player."
Yeah.
Paul McGregor was stated. And then obviously, whatever happened with the negotiators, the last minute the Roosters just jumped in, and poor old Mayer was left holding the can. You know, it was a poor fella because he was that excited about Luke Keary.
All right, Sunday Triple M NRL, that's Hoops, that's Brownie and Gordon Tallis. My name is Maroon. We are talking about the NRL Grand Final. Among other things, we've still got a little bit to get through. Hoops' dream team, that should be good. If you can't get the kids to sleep, lie them down now because Hoops about to do
his dream. Did you come up with this concept or what? No. Is this another one of your Maroon?
You're on fire.
Do you know what I've realised? It's only when poor Kent leaves. You're scared of Kent.
I think he's intimidated, Gordon.
I'm not scared. This is how not scared of him I am. This is how not scared of Kenty I am. I walked past the barber shop this morning and he was getting a haircut and he was sitting up on one of those boxes so he could see in the mirror.
Typical, right?
Yeah.
You can't wait to land one on someone's button when they're not here to defend themselves. He's 1,000 kilometres away. Yeah. It's like when you talk tough to Gordon when he's up in Brisbane.
Because
you know he can't get anywhere near.
Because it's obviously not true what I said about Kenny, because anyone seen his haircut, you could tell straight away that he
did
it himself.
Mate, don't you start. Listen, there are mirrors in here and at your house. Please do not start.
Mate,
can't throw stones either. You have a lesbian haircut. Lesbian hair.
Listen.
Do not start about haircuts.
I'm starting to wonder, and it's your business, but I'm starting to wonder whether you and Paul Kent aren't having some sort of an affair. Because every time somebody jumps in him, you jump up and defend him.
He's a mate of mine, Anthony, and one of the Australian traditions and one of the Australian ways is that if someone's bagging your mate and he's not here to defend himself, will you stand up for him?
Well, let me underline this for you here right now. I'm going to tell you this. Underline it and take it as gospel. Either you or him are mates of mine, okay? So let's leave it at that. Sunday Triple M NRL, we're back with Hoops' dream team right after this. Sunday Triple M NRL, right across the Triple M network, getting ready for the NRL Grand Final, Raiders Roosters. And, of course, we're here today thanks to our mates at Ream and Maccas. And, Brownie, you're probably calling a Maccas for something on the way back to Newey.
I haven't got the kids with me, Maroon.
So you've already had a little feed on the way down. So left a little bit in the console for later. Hoops' dream team, his dream team of 2019. He's put a lot of effort into this one, the old triceps. And what is your dream team?
Well, Maroon, we're going to start with the red hot favourite to win the Dally M medal, James Tedesco. He picks himself. Josh Adokar, the Fox, on one wing. And we're going to go with one of the stories of the season, Sivo, out at Bankwest. He's on the other wing. Jack White, and I'm going to pick him out of position, put him in the centres where he played for New South Wales. Joey Manu has been, in my view, probably a better centre this season than Latrell Mitchell for the Sydney Roosters, which is a big call considering Latrell's status in the game. Luke Keary is the 5'8". Daly Cherry-Evans is the halfback. We discussed earlier with Gordy how Josh Papali will be the first front rower picked for Australia. He's in the front row. Joshy Hodgson at hooker. Then we're going to go with Jared Weyrie-Hargraves, who missed last night's game, but it'll be a big inclusion for the Roosters for the grand final. Johnny Bateman, one of the buys of the season, on the right edge in the back row. Left edge will go with Boyd Cordner, even though he's missed a few games through injury this season. You just know with him that he's a big game player, and you only got to look at last night. I thought with Jared out, Brownie.
Outstanding.
They were looking for a leader, and Boyd Cordner's a leader in that, Anthony. He doesn't say a lot, but he just leads by his actions. So he'd be the captain of my dream side. And then I'd have Jakey Turbo at lock. And on the bench, we would have Brandon El Chapo Smith from the Melbourne Storm, a.k.a. Gordy's favourite nickname, the Wombat.
The Wombat.
Then we'd go with nice and mad Big Nelson Asofa Solomona, who just irons anybody out that stands in his way. Sammy Burgess missed a lot of football this year and was playing hurt a lot and got suspended a lot, but he's just a lionheart and just a champion in every sense of the word. So he's got to be in the side, and I think one of the absolute finds of the season, and he'll end up in an Australian jumper. I dare say this year is Cameron Murray for your South Sydney Rabbitohs, Anthony.
South.
Imagine if you had the luxury.
Did you say South?
No, I said South.
Imagine if you had the luxury of Cameron Murray
on the bench,
Sam Burgess and Big Nelson on your bench.
Oof, how good is it?
Yeah,
that's... I laboured over that last spot on the bench Brownie, and I had Torquay Aho, and then I crossed him out at Angon. I've already got Nelson there, and I've got Sammy there. I need someone that's a little bit different. And then I went Tommy Turbo, and then I thought, no, hang on a minute, Cameron Murray, he's the one. He's versatile.
Did you have Temalolo?
Mate, I didn't have him in there, no.
Oh, okay.
No. So I had Jakey Turbo at lock, and then obviously...
Oh, that, good players. They're, mate, it's who you leave out, isn't it?
That's it.
If I'm playing with Turbo, I'd be loving it. If I was playing him, Temalolo's running before me, I'd be coming off the back bench.
Well, I was going to have the... I reckon the coach, Gordy, based on what a brilliant job he's done at the Canberra Raiders and the fact they're in the grand final, has got to be Ricky Stewart. And then I was going to get a little bit of X factor in as a little bit of a coach whisperer, a little bit of motivation, and I was going to go... No, I was going to go with Maroon. I was going to go a little bit left field. Mix it up. Get the Redfern Rocket in.
Yeah.
Well, mate, I was going to have Maroon let him as my have a media bonding session.
Mate, I think if you were going to pick me on the as a motivator, you could have even picked a couple of the Titans players and I'd have got to mould that into a good side.
Hey, Maroon, listen here. The Titans are playing in the Intrust Super Cup here today, the Intrust Cup.
Yeah.
They're playing in the final today.
In the Intrust Super Cup?
Yeah. Oh, well, the Burley Bears, which are all of our... So Don's on the wing, and we got all of our fringe players out there playing. So we're going to win something this year, mate.
Yeah, good, good. Well, you won the wooden spoon
as
well.
He's very hard on you about the Gold Coast Graham, isn't he?
Well, do you know why, mate? Because he always wants to do their gigs, and I don't get it because they're classy. Nah. And then he wants cars every time he picks
one. I don't want anything from them.
Oh, mate, do you think they'll get me a car? And I say, no.
This is absolute nonsense. Mate,
so you do ask for cars a lot.
I do. This is nonsense.
Listen, you took every opportunity you could to put the slipper into Mark Carroll for being bitten by a tick, yet when you wanted to try and negotiate a free
that's
car
nonsense. That
through
is,
a friend
this is
of Mark's,
nonsense. No,
you were chasing him like a greyhound out of the one box
this
at Wentworth Park.
This is nonsense. Nonsense. Brownie, I just try and get in first. What did you think of Hoops' dream team?
Look, any team that can come up with that type of bench is outstanding. But you could honestly pick three, couldn't you? You could pick three separate teams and they'd probably all beat each other.
Yeah, you could, yeah. You could pick three A teams.
Yeah, there's a lot of high-quality players around at the moment that Hoops has left out.
All right, this is where we say goodbye to you, Gordon. Unfortunately, mate, we don't see you again until next week.
Yeah, I've actually got to go to New Zealand, Anthony.
Okay.
So I've got to go catch a plane, mate. But I love spending time with you guys.
Okay,
hey,
mate.
I just got a text from your sister Robin, and she said you're gammon.
She did.
Listen, did she?
Yeah.
All right. So remember to talk in the. Remember we talk when we're on the broadcasting, Gordy. We talk into the microphone when we're talking. So,
I am, mate.
Yeah.
Right. Hey, Anthony, just before we say goodbye to Gordon, are you going to be delivering on that bet that you made earlier in the season and singing at the grand final next week? He said he was going to sing the national anthem if Parramatta made the finals, Brownie.
Well, I did say that and.
At the grand final.
If anyone organises for me to sing at the grand final, I will sing at the grand final.
We spoke to Peter Beattie about it. We had him on radio. He confirmed that you were fit and available for selection.
What would your song of choice be, man?
I was going to jump in with a bit of Billy Joel.
Yep.
And then I was going to do You May Be Right into Only the Good Die Young. And then I was going to jump into the national anthem take it out with some sort of a one-hit wonder out of the 80s, maybe... Tommy Two Tones 8675309 or something like that.
But Virgil Sharkey.
I'm happy to do it, but just no one here's organised it. So for anyone thinking I have reneged on my bet, no one has organised for me to do it. So that's why I'm not
doing
it.
Don't worry, it will be accommodated. You will be on stage next week.
So, Maroon, is it right, Maroon, you say you tipped Parramatta not to make the finals and merely to run last?
That's right. Yes, I did. That's right. Yeah. But I'm not an expert.
I've got mates.
You're a radio
Anthony?
Host. Yeah, I'm a radio host.
Anthony, I've got so many mates. I've got a mate, Lyndon. He's over in New Zealand, and I'm going to go see now.
Yeah, good.
He wants to come to the grand final because they think that you're going to stick up to this bet and sing. They actually want to be there.
Well, tell your
I've
friend
I've got another
Lyndon.
Mate, Tony, lives in Barrel. I've got Frank in the Rose Garden. They, mate, and then they go, is he going to sing this?
Yeah.
And they all ask me about you, and I'm over... On a Tuesday when it's my day, people talking about you not owning up to your bets.
I'm sure if they're mates of yours, they're not the sharpest tool in the shed anyway. But please tell them the only reason I'm not singing at the grand final is because these idiots that run this joint have not organised for it to happen. Right? That's why, okay?
All right? So you're having to go with Charlie now.
Twiddling their thumbs, drinking coffee, bunging on sickies, organising to swap each other's shifts so they can have the day off. No one has organised for me to do it. So, Gordon, go to New Zealand. I don't want to hear your life story, mate. And whatever you're doing over there, I'll see you on Fox League through the week.
See you, mate.
And we'll come back and wrap things up next as Triple M rocks the NRL Finals. Triple M NRL Sunday, rocking the footy and getting ready for Grand Final. Brownie, Hoops and Maroon. There were five, then there were four, now there are three. But we bring in the Dodger, Roger Aldridge from Ladbrokes, to tell us about the NRL Grand Final market. Hello, Dodge. Dodger, are you there?
Yeah, you got me?
Yeah, we got you,
there
mate.
He is.
How are you, Rog?
I'm going well. Happy Grand Final week.
And to you too, mate. What about the poor old Giants yesterday? Jeez, we're bloody... They did their best.
Did they?
Well, I'm trying to say something nice.
I thought the Oz kick at half time was better, but
yeah. Anyway. Well, they only scored 25 points, which you may not know, Dodge. That's the lowest they've ever scored in a game, the GWS Giants.
It makes a good trivia, though, because in a few years they're going to say, who kicked three goals in the 2019 Grand Final? And the answer will be GWS.
Hey, Rog, in all seriousness, how were GWS received in Melbourne this week, like the fact that they were in the Grand Final?
It wasn't too bad, Hoops. I mean, the social media team did a fantastic job. That big, big sound memes that went around on Twitter throughout the week, I think really got a lot of neutrals to jump on board. So, I mean, Richmond either love them or you don't like them that much. So they weren't overly, the Giants were, for a lot of neutrals, the team they wanted to win. I wanted Richmond to win. I'm a proud Victorian. So.
Well, mate, I tell you what, I jumped on them Saturday morning and last night I just deserted them like a sinking ship. But anyway, let's talk
about... So did most celebrities, don't worry.
Oh. Let's go to the NRL, mate. The Roosters are heavy-backed favourites in for the grand final.
Yeah, they've got up $1.40. The Raiders, $3. The
wow.
Lions, 7.5 points. And I, by that reaction, I think you're on the same train of thought as I am. I think that's massive overs for Canberra. The line's too big in my eyes, and the Roosters beaten up last night.
Mm. That's great value. $3 for the green machine in a two-horse race.
Yeah. $3 for how well Canberra's playing.
Yeah.
The roster's fit. It's good a good price, yeah.
What about the Clive Churchill medal there, Dodge?
Teddy, $5. Cooper Cronk in his last ever game, $6. Luke Keary should play, probably only get a fine, $9. Boyd Corden at $11, so it's heavy Roosters at the top. Josh Hodgson at $11 is the shortest price Raiders player. And Josh Papali, I think, is good value at $17.
What's Johnny Bateman, Rog?
Let me scroll through here.
26s, Rog. Give us something.
I hate it when you get me on the fly. 15.
Righto, that's not too bad. $15. What, for Dally M, Teddy's the man for Dally M medal?
Yeah, it's one-way traffic. $1.36, Teddy. Smith, $5. No one else. Tavasa Sheik, $17. But those top two are the only ones that are attracting any interest whatsoever.
Righto, mate. Well, look, we'll catch up with you next week for the grand final. Thank you very much, Roger.
Thank you, guys.
Roger over and out. Roger Aldridge, back yourself with Ladbroke. Same game multi, but always gamble responsibly. You've been watching a bit of TV through the week, Hoops.
Well, I have, Anthony. I'm one of the great friends of Triple M and one of the best of all time on and off the field, Wendell Saylor, the Dual International, has, we can't confirm or deny, but there are unconfirmed reports that he's made a cameo appearance on a television program called The Masked Singer.
Right.
He was dressed up in a rhinoceros's outfit. It's the sort of thing that you used to wear to DCMs back in the day and hop up on podiums. And he was bopping away and dancing and grooving and jiving. I think we've got a little bit of that audio, don't we, Jordo?
There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone.
Ah, so you're saying that's our very own Wendell Saylor.
Can't confirm or deny, but there are unconfirmed reports. It's been sweeping around the game that it could be the Dual International.
Right, dressed up as a rhino or
he's
a hippo?
He's borrowed your old rhinoceros's outfit
right.
From DCM's All Up Sugar Reef back in the day.
Yeah, no, I haven't got that outfit anymore.
Would you have been at those joints with our great mate Jimmy Bieri, I believe?
I might have been with Jimmy the Greek back in those days, but I don't know that I was dressed up in a rhinoceros's outfit.
What joints were they, Anthony?
Oh, mate, I can't remember. It's a long time ago. It's before I had children. A long, long, long time ago for me. I was actually used to party at a place called Tramps in the Maroubra Seals Club. But, boys, unfortunately, we're out of time. Brownie, we'll see you next week.
I believe so, Maroon.
He signed a double-figure deal to come back every week to a grand final. And, Hoops, will catch you on Fox League.
Thanks, Anthony.
Nice shirt pleasure. You had
can't
on
can't wait for you, grand final, singing yeah. the anthem.
Yeah, can't wait for that either. It's a nice shirt you had on last night. I probably wouldn't wear it on TV, though. Anyway, we'll see you next week on Triple M NRL.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.